Today, you will hear us talk about self-management. From working remotely to working as a freelancer, it is extremely important to know how to organize your time and how to be more productive. Let's go into this topic of self-management. I'm interested really where and when did you start applying it, learning more about it, and is it difficult to really apply it?
This episode of the podcast is related to the another one as we do normally, so in two, so first principle. And actually, recently, I think you're aware that there is kind of a COVID outbreak out there, completely changed the perception of companies regarding remote work. So most of the company, they had to do almost a huge prototyping phase of how we deal with remote work. They were forced into it. But in some cases, they realized that, wow, there is huge saving in the size of our headquarters. There are things that actually are a lot more smoother. And maybe we can think differently in the way we work, and that we can do part remote work.
But exactly,
one thing that we learned from the first principle, which really applies here, if you want to work remotely exactly as you were working in an open space before, or in a cubicle or whatever, it won't work. And so it's not because you put Zoom constantly and you are doing your work while watching the others that anything will happen.
So changing the environment but not changing your behavior doesn't work.
Yes,
you have to change everything.
So it's a different mindset. It's a different attitude. And actually, it's something where two type of people were already doing that way before. Certain company were doing remote work and they were full remote, which means that all their employees are actually working remotely and not necessarily from home. Sometimes they work because they are spread geographically. Some work from home, some work in co-working spaces, like that doesn't matter. When we say remote work, we don't mean that people are working necessarily from their home. They can work from any place. And then there were also the freelance, the independent workers that were used to work not on, always on site of their clients. So in those two, what came out very quickly is that if you hire someone for remote work, your interview and the type of personality or the type of mindset that you are looking for is not exactly the same as an employee. So that idea of self-management come from one article of Basecamp. It was an internal note for the manager when they hire someone new. And they were saying, you need to find a manager of one. Meaning there is no need for micromanagement and basically someone that is able to build something from scratch and that can come up with his own goal and execute them. One thing that's for sure is that for a lot of companies who are actually control freak and they would intensively micromanage people and their employees, going up to checking their hours, giving them very detailed instructions to follow and things like that.
Asking for reports, very detailed again, which is a waste of time
but
many
also
times.
The problem of this is that then the person has to wait constantly from his manager or from his director what to do today. And it's kind of obvious that in remote work, this is really not working, especially when people are spread into different time zones. And so that's where you need a different way of thinking and way of working, where you trust the judgment of your employees or coworker, and you want better to have someone which is kind of more independent. One requirement to be a bit more independent is knowing your strength and weakness for the person. So you need a certain level of self-knowledge and self-awareness. Because now you will need to organize your time, your priorities, learning will be on you. In order to improve, we have a conflict of interest here. As a learning center, we think that to keep improving, you have to keep learning. But to be honest, the idea is that if you want to get better at what you are good at, which is normally like, you know, when you work kind of something that you want, one way to go is to keep learning, especially doing what works for you. So you can really also select the material or the things that you are interested in, so that will really keep you motivated and bring you an incentive to learn. And so indeed, it's a different mindset. And the idea is that you are more autonomous. And even if you are an employee, if you do remote work, you will be closer to the work of an independent worker.
But you said also, I mean, you mentioned strengths and weaknesses. Weaknesses are kind of hard because you live with your own fears. You live with things you are not, you're not confident about. You're not sure you will be able to do it. So, I mean, how do you solve this problem if you feel insecure or if you feel you cannot do it all by yourself?
But I think that's why you see at the moment that as a company are resumed to work, some they are doing part-time remote work, because there is clearly employees that doesn't know how to work alone. It's in their mindset and attitude. They are not ready for it. I'm not saying that they cannot learn to do it, but I think they are not ready to it. And some people actually don't like, because also if you get your motivation and incentive by your relation with your coworkers, if you need very precise guidance, then you will be lost in remote work, especially at first.
Yeah, maybe it's not in
your
character.
That's why
at
the
all.
Remote company, they tend to hire a different person. And I think it's smart, because I think not everybody is meant to be an independent worker or freelance. The same applies for remote work. There are type of work that you can do very well remote, and there are type of person and personality that would work perfectly fine remotely. And some, they just don't, they won't be able to do it.
Let's say if I want to really become the manager of one, I really want to self-manage myself properly. What should I do if I'm not really confident, if I have a lot of fears and some insecurities? How can I put myself into that different role to be self-managed?
I think the first aspect of it is to start with very simple things and to realize what are now your tasks and what are the things that you will have to do that you were not having to do before.
Okay, so define the tasks first.
But very simple. When are you going to work? What are your hours? What is the time that now works best when you're at home, depending on your family life and things like that?
Yes, yes.
Also, your workplace. Now it's up to you to organize it. The ergonomic of your desk was designed by your company at your work. Now, at home, I really encourage people to have a space dedicated for that. And so, and now it's up to you to organize it.
So it's not a smart idea to go on the couch and just lay down with your laptop and work.
It's a very good idea for a siesta. I don't think it's the best idea to work. Let's not put a huge word and like think it's complicated, but it starts with very simple things. So again, set your hours, block of time, something that we talk in type management, set your workspace. You need to have a space where you can really focus on it. So it's not the dining, it's not your room. I don't think those two places really are great for a small office, home office. And now you have to understand what's up to you, which is to come up with your own goal and execute them. You need to know how to get things done and build something from scratch.
So you need to become an engineer. In a way.
Or an independent worker, a freelance, like where you basically it's to be self-organized. And so you will have a clear scope or smart goal. And if you need from your work, then you need to ask. So you will also have more writing with your work, because you will need to have way more clear directions.
Mm-hmm.
What people are expecting for you, what are the deliverables, what is the deadline. So things that you could adjust by talking at the coffee break or just, you know, by a small talk and interaction now will be a bit more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be very more explicit on what is your role, what you have to do. And from there, you need to know what you are after, what's in your control, and you will organize your task and your time in order to get things done.
Okay.
So I think it's interesting in the sense that you can go from something really where you are micromanage and control every time in your hours and things, in something where it's first you can use the time where you have easier attention
mm-hmm.
to do more creative work. Then in the afternoon, maybe you do administrative. You can way better plan your attention, the right time for you to work. And this can bring way better productivity. And there are things also that because you are not slave to certain hours and things, you can go fast on certain things, but take more time on others because they matter for you, mm-hmm. like learning or something. So it's a way where it's an empowerment and you get to be responsible for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have almost like a founder spirit or self-sufficiency. And I think where it's less of a bullshit job and less of filling cells in an Excel sheet
mm-hmm.
is that now everything will have a deliverable. You will end up with an end product. You will do something.
Mm-hmm. It will be something you can see.
Exactly. And that's something you will get to organize the way you want to get things done. And I think this can make your work more meaningful because now you can also try and experiment with things that you always wanted to do, mm-hmm. but it was not the process of your company or this or that, so you didn't. But now you can see and you can learn by experimenting, by trying.
And maybe in that way, if you find better solutions to some existing problems.
And in better solutions, I will not even use the word better.
Okay.
I would say personalized or individualized or custom mm. solutions, meaning that things that works for you. The process can be the solution, meaning that if, again, you find the way where you have most of your attention, you are really sharp in your work, you will really increase your productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And this may not be the time that was expecting from your company because this was a time where you had a meeting. This was a time where you had something else to do. So mm-hmm. maybe you don't even know that, each day at 4 p.m. you are super productive.
Yes.
So you get a chance to realize that. And I think that's great. Also, you get a sense of, okay, this is the scope. This is the goal for my company. I need to deliver this. Now, you can have the interesting aspect to say, okay, to go there, these are the tasks. I need to prioritize. I need to organize my time. And I think it's part of the learning process by making mistakes in the way you organize your time to say, okay, last week, I didn't do that great. I had to rush. I end up working on Saturday. This is something I don't want because I want to be available for the kids on Saturday. So I need to reorganize. So again, we learn by feedback. We learn by our mistakes. We learn by our failure.
Exactly.
So I think it will greatly improve the way by iteration that you can learn and have a better process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why for me, project management is something that we should apply as a personal level.
Definitely.
And it will be more and more the case because now I really think that remote work is not just a trend. And we are going to move to a more independent way of distribute work and manage a task force so that people will get more independent. And when they do interesting job, because so you will have an expertise, but more important than it, you will know how to execute part of it, or you will know how to coordinate it, this execution. So let's say you work on a small movie, you will learn to trust your sound specialist because he's not there. You will send him what you need and you will trust him, his judgment. Yes. Then he will give you a finished work compared to before because you were working together. You are not this. So every person will take a bit his share of the responsibility.
Of course.
And I think that's great because now we have also the tool and the technology to allow this. So someone doing sounds, he has way better technology in order to make his life way simpler. And someone working with pictures will have the same aspect. So now we see also that they are a great tool in order to get to a finished result.
Okay.
And I think also, thanks to the cloud, we can even cooperate with files that are on the cloud. So right now we are recording a podcast. You are in Croatia and I am in the Canary Islands somewhere where actually you don't really know where I am.
You're hidden away.
Exactly. So that's also important for me. We realize that what matters is that we know how to work together. And we have a clear goal, what we want. We are recording a podcast. Now, the external thing doesn't matter. They don't matter that much anymore.
Yes.
And exactly. I think that's really important. And I think hopefully companies will understand that you don't need to have a huge meeting with everybody there. Where actually for half of the person, they are not concerned by this.
Would you recommend people looking into project management, maybe doing some lessons, some courses, just if they are trying to self-manage themselves in some other types of work? Should they try to explore project management, organization structure, how to, to learn how to be better?
So, yeah, I will not use the podcast to do my own advertising. But yes, for sure, but... Let's look and drill down the things that are very important. It's task and time management. Yes, exactly. Time management is a key asset. It's something that people were almost subcontracting to the companies. But now, yes, more and more you need to be able to do time management. Task management, there are now tools like Trello that makes it very easy to deal with.
Exactly.
And there is a lot of apps that can do that as well and help you to understand how it works. But of course, you can use, you can do research. We did actually an article on Kaizen Kanban. Kanban is very good for the time and task management.
Exactly.
There are some techniques. And one key aspect that I think everybody would get and grasp, and it's very important, if you are fully in your attention, you are way more productive. Now, this productivity, you can only keep it for a certain duration. So the things that you have to learn from yourself is how long can you stay in very high level of attention in order to deliver deep work? And also external things that play a role into this. In my case, for example, I need a clean desk. And I need to know when I start, and then I know I have 1 hour and a half of very deep work, and then I do a break. I need to go outside to work or something, and then I can come back to it. So there is part of a learning process that you have to do, which maybe before, because the hours and the organization of the work was done by your employers, you didn't have to care that much about it. And as you know, smartphone, maybe they are smart, I'm not sure, but they are clearly attention disruptor.
Exactly.
And there is that battle for attention where every notification is
it's much more difficult when you're home alone working and then you get some notifications on your phone.
So switch them off. You go on pilot mode. So for me, deep work is one space to work and to be in pilot mode or flight mode or, you know, silent mode, whatever you call it. So notification are off. You cannot be interrupted.
Yes.
That's why I really don't believe in deep work with having a Zoom session at the same time. Zoom is very good, or Skype or whatever, the live call that you, to just a quick update. Okay, what we do today, the hour is a bit different. Let's see how we can do. This is super fast. If you do a 15-minute, 30-minute talk like this, informal, make sure we are in sync, we are thinking of the same, this, I didn't receive that document, where I can find this, The very simple coordination is done.
Yes.
After that.
And back to work.
Exactly. But when you do your deep work, you cannot get notification because those algorithms are way smarter than you into this. They will attract your attention in a ways that I think people are not ready to realize.
Yes.
So every stupid clickbait will attract you nevertheless.
True. But on the other side, we have also people who are really workaholics, and working on a project that you really care about can mean also working whole day or not taking those rests between to walk a little bit, to move yourself from the computer. Then you get a headache, then you can burn out in some way. So
and this,
I say also it's you will, also important.
Yes, you will learn and you will make self-care a priority. And indeed your lifestyle. As anything, and we in the live also on the other podcasts, we talk about this. Lifestyle include rest, and when and how long you need to rest and sleep and recover.
Exactly. So,
but if you think in terms of when I am more into the flow, then you realize that this high level of attention is not something that can stay forever. It's like, maybe people would like to, but you don't surf a wave for 2 days.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Which means you can actually work maybe, I don't know, if you feel really productive every morning between 8 and 10, you work those 2 hours, then maybe next 3 hours, you really don't work because you are eating something, you feel a little bit sleepy, but then you work again another shift when you are really productive.
Exactly. So what you can organize, and this is unique for one person to another, but you can do block of time. And we had one podcast where we're talking about this, and it works very well. This is something you apply. You can learn from training any sport, where same thing, you don't do Muay Thai for 4 hours, you would collapse. So let's say you can do 1 hour, 1 hour 30. Then you have a break. Some people can straight away do another block of work. And some will indeed, after 2 hours, will have a long break and then resume after. For me, it doesn't matter at all. As soon as the end of the day, the work is done. And that's where you take the responsibility. You need to know what worked for you. At the end of the day, if some people, you are in control, meaning if some people, they work better in the evening than in the morning, it's fine. There is no judgment on this. The more important is that you find the time where working is meaningful for you and you get, you care about what you do, and you know the quality is there because your full attention, you don't have hard time to focus. One of the key quality or requested thing is to be able to deliver in time, which means that you have to stop with the perfection where you can always delay. Here by remote work, you need to synchronize. So that it's an asynchronous work. Let's say your manager is asking you to do a short movie. You have to deliver so he can do a presentation with it. So we are not talking about a movie to be presented at the Oscar. We are talking about 30 seconds that will be included in the presentation, which they are great if they arrive in time to be integrated in the presentation. And later, if even if the movie is great, if it comes after the presentation, then it's worthless. This, yes, you need to be way more mindful of the timing and the fact that something has to come in time.
So if you're trying to do self-management, perfectionism is really not a good
characteristic to have. No, you need to set your standards and know when it's good enough and always accept one constraint that you cannot play with, which is to deliver in time. And this is a learning process, and it's a learning curve. You will fail, and then you will manage, and you will find.
Iterative. Yes, you go again and again and again until you learn.